Welcome to Lasting Truth, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills, in Banning, California, where Pastor Ryan Hussein teaches the entire Word of God, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, giving our listeners the opportunity of receiving the full counsel of God. In today's program, we are studying the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 18. Here's Pastor Ryan.
And he answered, I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war. Also, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today. I mean, this is a pitiful sign of what can happen when there's compromise. When we align ourselves with the wickedness of this world, our spiritual discernment begins to dim. You're not as sharp spiritually. You don't know, is this of God? Is this not of God? What happened to my spiritual discernment? It used to be clear, 2020. Now Jehoshaphat is asking this most wicked king, do you have someone who can give us the word of the Lord about this mission? I mean, it's sad that he would ask him, right? It just shows that he's lacking discernment because of the compromise. Please inquire for the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain? And so they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. And so here King Ahab, who's wicked as can be, he has 400 guys. 400 guys. If anyone should need a prophet, I got 400 guys that he's paying. Whenever he needs a good word from the Lord, which just shows the crazy apostasy, the crazy demonicness of it, that you guys have turned from the Lord, but yet you have false prophets to give you a word from the Lord. All of it makes no sense. It's confusing and it's demonic. There's many people like that today where they pick a little of Jesus and a little of Hinduism and Eastern mysticism and the whole horoscopes and all, you know, it's like people have all kinds of weird things going on. And that's what King Ahab has. He has just confusion. He has just these guys, these false prophets, 400 of them. And he asked them, should we go up for, and they said, yeah, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. And another thing about Jehoshaphat, and it's true about those who backslide or are in sin against the Lord, where Jehoshaphat's in sin. He shouldn't be there. He shouldn't have aligned himself with them. He's in sin. But yet he's saying, I need a word from the Lord as before we go to the... And many who sin against God try to deceive themselves and justify themselves that, you know, it's not that bad because I'll read a psalm, or I'll go to church, or I'll, you know, listen to a worship song, but you're not living according to God's word. I'm speaking of those hypothetically who are in sin against God, yet they think if they say, well, can I get a word, or can I, you know, read something or listen to worship? I'm kind of okay still with God. It's just religiosity. Look at what happened to Jehoshaphat, from being a true worshiper to now saying, he's in disobedience, but still saying, I need a word. Give me a word. You know, no, you need repentance. The word is repent. Be cool if the 400 prophets say, yeah, you need to repent, go back south. But that's not what happens. And then in verse 6, it says that Jehoshaphat said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? So again, in sin, the discernment's coming in and out. It's not all there, but then it comes in and he recognizes. These 400 dudes don't know what they're talking about. Like even in his sin, God showing them, this is, they're not right. And he asks, can you get somebody who's legit to speak to us? And so the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. I hate him because he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such things. Again, you're so religious, Jehoshaphat, all of a sudden. Oh, all of a sudden you care about the honor of this true prophet? All of a sudden you care about a word from the Lord? You're in disobedience. Be obedient. If you care about God, be obedient. Forget the religiosity. Forget the Christianese. Oh, praise the Lord. You're in sin. Go get right. Go to the cross and get right. Repent of it. And so we see people do this. We don't want to do this. Amen? We do not want to do this. But I like the fact that Ahab said, I hate him. I hate him. It's a sweet thing here. Jesus, our Lord and King, was hated and was beaten and crucified for our sins. He was handed over, as you know, to the religious Jews, and then from there to the Gentiles, the Romans. And he died for the sins of the world. They hated him. And he said in John 15, write it down, verse 18 through 21, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. And why is Micaiah hated? Because he's standing for the truth of God in a wicked country. Why are we hated? Because we as Christians are standing for God's truth in a very wicked government. That's our reality. We are in the book of 2 Chronicles, like for real in our lives. Jesus, when his brothers had not believed in him yet. Jesus had brothers, right? Jesus had brothers. Mary and Joseph were blessed in their marriage with more kids, right? He said to them in John 7, verse 7, when they were telling them, hey, you know, all the prophets go up to Jerusalem. Are you going to go to the feast? Anyone who wants to make himself known goes to the feast. And Jesus said, the world cannot hate you. To his brothers, he said, the world cannot hate you. But it hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. Some of us may have said that to family members or friends who don't understand why we've lost our minds, supposedly, to follow after Jesus Christ of Nazareth, why he's so important. Imagine saying this to them. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I stand with the one that testifies against this world that its deeds are evil. And you know what? Christians will only get flack if they stand for Jesus' word. Christians who are not persecuted are the ones who keep it to themselves. They don't tell anybody. They don't warn anybody. Jesus would say in Luke chapter 6, verse 26, woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Think of this. Woe to you when all men speak well of you. I've been walking with God for 23 years, and I remember when I was young in the faith, I would see like these pastors and evangelists, and they were just so beloved by so many people in the world. And I used to think, man, that's awesome. One of our guys is cool with the celebrities and how cool they're making an impact and all of this. And I, but as I have gone older in the Lord, I think, well, you know, how biblical is that? That everybody appreciates the evangelist. I think that Jesus was not, I know Jesus was not appreciated that way. In fact, he says, woe to you when all men speak well of you. I don't think Oprah should speak well of me. Oprah should be afraid of all of you who speak the truth of Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Was that a low blow to somebody? You see, when these guys are asked, what about homosexuals? What happens to Muslims? What happens to non-believing Jewish people? What happens to them? And they crack because they would rather be liked by the world than to be liked by our Lord and Savior. You know? Woe to you when all men speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the who? The false prophets. And so Micah, right? And Jehoshaphat says, let not the king say such things, right? Then the king of Israel called one of his officers and said, bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, clothed in their robes, sat each on his throne, and they sat at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And so they're at the gates of the entrance of Samaria, where the judges sat and where things were settled, and they're sitting there on their chairs, on their thrones, and all the prophets are prophesying before them. And it says in verse 10, now Zedekiah, the son of Kenaniah, had made horns of iron for himself. And he said, thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed. And so this guy was very dramatic, right? He brought out the long horns and, you know, iron horns and said, man, thus says the Lord, you're going to gouge the... So he was very entertaining, very sensational. And this reminds me of a lot of the guys out there who are quote unquote preachers, who are seeker friendly and are celebrities, and they preach nothing about sin, repentance, and the cross. But they entertain and they make everyone feel fantastic who are simple and don't know any better. Simple and don't know any better. Simple, meaning they don't know their Bible. Everywhere our Lord went, some loved him, but mostly they would hate him. He said, narrow is the path that leads to life, and difficult is it, right? Narrow is the path that leads to life, and difficult. And there are few who find it, but broad is the path that leads to destruction, and there are many who find that. So it's always narrow. And he would preach, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But yet there are so many, you know, guys that are just all over the place in their gimmicky and their, and it's showy, you know. And I'm not condemning, I'm just telling you my observation. Very little substance of the word, very little teaching of the word. Because when people know the word, they can hold the ministers accountable. But when the people are uneducated in the word of God, they can't hold the ministers accountable. So just keep them entertained, keep them happy. These folks don't deny it. These guys say, I want them to be happy. I don't want to talk about these things that'll just be downers to them. Let God work it out in his time. I don't want to talk about homosexuality as a sin. I don't want to talk about all this stuff. Who, you know, these are just as bad as this guy with the iron horns. Hey guys, you're going to, what is it when the bulls gore? You're going to gore the enemies. And he brings out this thing. Very gimmicky. But the more we get in the word, the more we can discern. And I'm not condemning. God will figure all that out in the end. But I'm warning. that this is what's going on. We're reading this tonight because it's happening today. The apostasy of the church, false prophets, sensational. And if you want to hear what you want to hear, you can find any pastor to tell you what you want to hear. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter what I say. What does the word say? It doesn't matter. Hold me accountable. You have your Bibles. If I preach anything that's not in the word, you tell me. And we have guys who aren't honoring the word. We're all over the map. And these guys are it right here. You shall gore them. And then verse 11, all the prophets prophesied saying in verse 11, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hand. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him saying, now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Therefore, please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement. Man, guys, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we call seeker friendly. We don't want people to come in and get bummed out with the truth. We want people to come in and get saved. We want them to hear the truth. But these seeker friendlies, it's all about pure, you know, soft, cushiony, sunshine and rainbows. Feel happy, be the best you, all of the self-help crazy stuff. Jesus says, if you want to find your life, you must lose it. You must lose it. John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. Jesus got up and he served and washed the feet of the disciples and said, this is the attitude you are to have. Our Lord made himself of no reputation. He made himself of no reputation. And these guys we're talking about today that are out there, they want to be famous. Like who? Like the Academy Award people and the Golden Globes and whatever else. They just want to be pretty and they want to be viewed as something. Our Lord was comely. He was average looking. He was battered for our sins and beaten. That's who we serve. And he says to this world, you need to let all of that junk go because Satan has dibs on all those things and his time is short and he is not only bewitching the lost, but quite frankly, he's bewitching so many in the church today. And you have guys saying to the real prophet, please agree with the culture. I had Calvary Chapel, very few guys say, you need to calm down. No, not that rude. It was more like, you can calm down. And it's like, nah, you know, get behind me. Get behind me. Because I'm going to tell people what's going on as the Lord leads me. And there's so much deception in every aspect of everything. And this chapter is spot on when it concerning that. And Micah said, as the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak. That's the attitude we want. Whatever my God says, that I will speak. I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to buckle. I'm not afraid of you. I'm courageously in the spirit going to say whatever my God says on that particular subject. And God will test all of us in this room whether or not you will say something when the time of testing comes. God doesn't tempt us, but he tests us. He tests our faith and he'll bring a family member. He'll bring a friend who's super leftist or super liberal, super all about everything goes and it's cool as long as you're not hurting other people. That whole philosophy. And they'll come around you and you're having coffee and lunch with them or something. And the Lord's like, come on, help this person here. Are you afraid of them? You want to be their friend, huh? You want to be their friend more than you want to be my friend. And that's where he tests. And many a times, we have had to say, no, that's wrong because the Lord says it's wrong. And my opinion really, frankly, doesn't matter. It's what does God say about what you're asking me or what you're talking? What do you think about that? What if they put a camera in your face and, you know, going to put you on the news and, you know, everyone's going to know what you think? Would you be afraid or would you tell them the truth about God? I know you would tell them the truth, but there are many that will not. Whatever my God says, that I will speak. Then he came to the king, and the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain? And he said, go and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. Now, it's a prophet telling a fib here, right? What do you mean, go out and you shall prosper? So Micaiah says the same thing they said. And the king said to him, in verse 15, how many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the manner or truth in the name of the Lord? Then he said, then he goes on to tell him the truth. But why did he tell him, you know, what everybody else was saying? He probably had it up to here with their demonic worship and sexual immorality. And he's like, yes, do what they say, go and be killed. And yes, good riddance. You know, kind of like Jonah, right? And just, you know, I don't want to go, you know. But anyhow, he tells them that, and then he begins to tell them the truth. So the king, in verse 16, then he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let each return to his own house in peace. And so whatever's going to happen, the army and the Israelites will be scattered on the hills like sheep, having no master. Let them go home in peace. It's almost like the Lord is saying they have a wicked leader. It's better for them to not have a leader than to have a wicked leader. Let them go home in peace. Jesus, when he saw the multitudes, he had compassion on the people, for they were like sheep having no shepherd. I believe that this is happening in our time right now, that there are sheep that belong to the Lord that are without shepherds. And it's because of the apostate church. It's because of woke pastors, celebrity pastors, scared pastors. And I believe that God will get them to churches that are speaking the truth and they will be in peace because God loves his people and he will get them to where the good pastors are eventually. That's just what I think is happening in the world today. You ask me, you want a prophecy update? I think that's happening. People are leaving churches. Look at how many left churches and ended up at Jack Hibbs Church. Why? Because he's speaking the truth. That's why. I pray for God's sheep to find their way to good shepherds. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 11 through 13, can't believe I'm not having you guys turn to your Bibles. You're just watching me. Let's turn there. John chapter 10. We'll finish up here. We're almost done. John chapter 10. Give me an amen once you're there. Verse 11. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. And as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And so it's a beautiful statement of the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today at Lasting Truth Radio. If you're in the area, come out and join us for Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We are located at 3035 West Nicollet Street in Banning, California. You can also find us on YouTube or Instagram. If you would like to donate to our program, please do so on our website at ccsweethills.org and hit the online giving tab. We hope you will continue to tune in as we journey through the entire Word of God with the teaching of Pastor Ryan Hussein at Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills. We adore.